Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Consciousness, New World. And this is your host, Esperanza Ray. I wanted to welcome you again. For those of you who are new, our show basically deals with anything and everything that has to do with spirituality and also extraterrestrials and the end of time, the ascension process, anything that is relevant to spirituality, to awakening, to being aware, is a topic for us. And briefly, last week we had a really nice show with Charlie Campbell, who spoke about visualization and imagination and the difference between the two. So that was a very nice show, and I thought it was very informative. He shared with us his personal experiences with developing those skills and those abilities, skills and abilities which everyone has. Again, you are all divine beings made in the image of God, and as such, you have all those abilities, those capabilities. Whether or not you're aware and whether or not you have developed them, they are within you. Everybody does. I believe that God is so incredible that it's very unlikely that that God can be compared to a parent that exists in our world, where, you know, they have preferences, they have certain conditions, they have criteria, they have agreements or disagreements, and their love is conditional. God's love is unconditional. So I truly believe that He gives everybody the same gifts and abilities. It's then left up to us through free will to develop those abilities and those gifts. So today we're going to talk about, again, we had several shows on protection, and I think I'm going to touch on this again because of the importance and because of several situations that have come up in the last couple of weeks. So I just wanted to share this with you because I find it so, what's the word, so surprising to see people, grown-ups, adults, professional people with good educations, very intelligent, with families of their own, with their jobs, their homes, you know, everything that entails being an adult and an independent individual and a support to a household. And they are intimidated by a bully. It's doesn't happen just in schools. It happens in everyday life. And I was really shocked and surprised at the same time that a tiny person, an older person at that, could possibly, and I'm not saying they're 80, I'm talking about an older person in the sense that they're already a more mature adult, like in their 50s, maybe 60s at the most, could easily intimidate a group of men and women from an entire community. And no, I'm not talking about the news, because there has been news about the fact that there was a man who terrorized a whole neighborhood. Well, this person terrorized a neighborhood through the Homeowners Association, and I just could not believe that this could happen. Taking that into account, I want to bring you up to date on how to protect yourself against situations of this type. Now, if you remember, in the past, I've talked about a sacred mantra, which is one of the sacred names of God. This is the most powerful of all the names put together, as far as I know and my understanding, based on spiritual research, learning, knowledge, etc. And it's the Kodosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaoth, Ein Sofor. Kodosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaoth, Ein Sofor. Again, one more time. Kodosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaoth, Ein Sofor. There is a certain level of power when you use a trinitized mantra. So it's very powerful. And this is one of my, I don't know, I just felt very connected to it before I even found out how powerful it was. And it generates a pillar of light which connects you directly with the Godhead. It's the ultimate protection. It's used by the hierarchies of light to communicate among themselves and to discern that the people they are communicating and interacting with are also of the light. If you are not of the light, then you can be destroyed for lying and using a sacred mantra. Another sacred name of God is Yod-Heh-Vod-Heh, which is more widely known. And of course, that is also very powerful. And why am I bringing up these mantras? Well, very simple. Everything around us is made of energy. And everything that is made of energy has electron protons and neutrons that move at different speeds. Well, this is considered a vibration or movement or action. So all things that exist in our planet, in the universe, in everywhere, are made of energy. And that energy is vibrating constantly and in constant movement. Based on the type of vibration or movement it contains, it can be used in a positive manner or in just the opposite, a negative manner. It can be used to empower, which is positive, or disempower people. So what are some of the ways that this energy can be used to disempower people? Well, you have what some people call energy vampires, or people who are extremely frustrating, people who are extremely pessimistic, negative, constantly using foul language, people who are extremely angry, unhappy, people who are hold a lot of hate and frustration inside, people who, because of their own consumption of their own energy and burning it and wasting it in negativity, what happens is they need to regenerate. And most people don't know how to regenerate their energy. So what happens? They somehow find a way to get the energy from somewhere else. Now, nature is a wonderful source of providing positive energy without the consequence of taking it away from another human being. However, some people consciously or unconsciously enjoy taking energy from others. And the way they take energy from others is by disempowering others, criticizing, creating arguments, creating physical fights, and most of all, criticizing one of the greatest, I would call greatest evils that you can commit against another human being is control, trying to take away a person's free will. And also, with that same intent, it's intimidation. So when you find yourself arguing with people, they're basically tapping into your energy. Any interaction with people is an exchange of energy. Now, there is two types. From the energy perspective, there's two types of interaction. There are people that empower you and who you also empower because it's a positive exchange. And when it's a positive exchange of mutual nurturing, of very loving, considerate, respectful manner of treating each other, when you are caring, considerate, respectful, then the interchange between two or more people becomes very empowering. The energy multiplies for all the participants and it becomes very enjoyable, very fulfilling. And that's why with your friends, most of the friends that you have, the positive ones or the ones you really, really like, they make you feel incredible. They make you feel wonderful. Being with them is the most joyous experience. And that's the reason why the expression is, it's not what you do, but who you do it with that makes an event more and more extraordinary, more and more positive, more and more healing, more and more loving, more and more caring, more and more respectful, more and more empowering. And all of this has a positive effect on all of us. Well, you know what? The opposite is also true. And then you have the people who, when you interact with them, all they can do is criticize. All they can do is talk about how great they are at the cost of you not being so great, at the cost of you being an evil person, at the cost of you not doing what they want. And not only that, but because you're not doing what they want, because they feel extremely insulted, they might even have to physically hit you or hurt you or do something that will make things bad for you. They will try to control you and intimidate you because in their book, they need to do that to feel better about themselves. Some people, by criticizing, by putting other people down, really find it or think that it becomes empowering. In reality, it's very temporary. You get someone's energy, you know what? You don't know how to generate more positive energy, and then what? You need more energy. You have to pick a fight with someone else. You have to criticize someone else. You have to energy vampire someone else. And it just goes on and on and on. And if you can keep doing it and you do it bad enough, people are not going to want to be around you because guess what? Whenever they're around you, they become drained. And it's no fun to be around a person who's draining, frustrating, critical, and most of all, who physically may actually act against you and hurt you physically. So that's incredibly important. Sometimes we don't realize this, but this is a form of evil. As a matter of fact, when you talk about a group called the Archons, which are the fallen hierarchy of angels, that's exactly what they do. Now, the fallen hierarchy of angels work with Lucifer, and within the Luciferian hierarchy, you have Satan, which is the next one in line. Now, what's the difference? We sometimes use both names interchangeably, and they're not the same. Lucifer was actually an archangel and greatly loved by God in his hierarchy of light and greatly respected. However, he chose to rebel, and he wasn't happy, and he didn't think that it was fair that humanity should have free will, that he didn't feel they deserved it. And so he decided when he rebelled against humanity, and by doing so, obviously more so against God, he had his group of followers who were in agreement with him, who he managed to convince, that decided to go ahead and go along with him and follow him whatever he wanted to do. Well, those hierarchies of angels came onto our planet Earth, and they, obviously took a lot of the positions and power, and they established themselves as the blue bloods in our hierarchical system of government, and they took, well, it seems logical, right? People with so much power or beings with so much power way above anything any human being can accomplish. Obviously, we weren't going to go sitting around and, have regular jobs like you and me, especially in the Middle Ages and before that. So in the tribal systems. So you could say that these fallen hierarchies, and also to add to these fallen hierarchies, we add the extraterrestrials who opted to follow this method of living and of believing that, humanity didn't have a right to free will and didn't have a right to much else. And they decided to come onto the planet as God created humanity and create a veil of forgetfulness so that humanity would not remember where we were from and who we really are. We did not know that we were made in the image of God. We did not know that we had the ability to create as well. And that doesn't, reduce God's power, actually makes him much greater than just making a simple puppet that he you know, wills on a string. So these beings started to create other hierarchies that exist at all levels in the same way the hierarchies of light exist in the heavens and then in other universes and in other planets and obviously here on our planet Terra or Earth. And so taking that into account, these hierarchies of not the light but the so-called dark decided to take the planet on and make it in their own image to make us believe that we are this way. And that's where the dual system comes from. We have an understanding, whether it's conscious or unconscious, of our true nature. We have an understanding, whether conscious or unconscious, of where we came from. And because of that, there is a duality within us. There is a duality of wanting certain positive things and wanting to return to the light. And there's also a side of us that is tempted and in cahoots or in connection with the fallen hierarchies. The archons are angels that literally sit on your little shoulder or they telepathically connect to you to put ideas, thoughts into your mind that are evil. Now, just because they do that doesn't mean that you are not to blame for the negative things you do. You are responsible because you have a choice. You have the option to listen or to let go. And some of the intentions from these beings can be extreme. On the other hand, most of the time, the intents from these beings can be very subtle. So oftentimes, they just pass by and we just think it's our own thought. We just think, oh, wow, you know, I'm having this thought. Maybe I want to do this. You know, I saw this really nice blouse at the store. And I don't have the cash right now for it, but what if it's not here next time I'd want to come and get it? I could put it in my purse, and who's going to know about it? Honestly, I know I can probably get this little figamajig, take it out, that usually makes the buzzard ring on your way out the door. I can probably manage to, you know, get rid of it. So should I or shouldn't I? Subtle thoughts like that, or even less like, gosh, you know, I really don't like that person. They're so arrogant. Man, who do they think they are? You know, I'm so tired of hearing how great they are. I mean, honestly, why they just drop dead? Or watching a program that maybe is inappropriate for us, that can lead us to negative thoughts and even negative actions. So most of the thoughts, I think, at least from my own personal experience, have always become very subtle. It's always a negative towards somebody. It's always like an insult about somebody. It's always a criticism. It's an angry thought, an angry motion, an angry movement, an angry look. It's an avoiding of people. It's a disrespect or a rudeness. Something as subtle as that. And those, believe it or not, those things carry energy. They are actually true existing energy vibrations that we project with our intent and through our thought patterns. And they can basically deplete someone else of their energy if they allow us to. So what happens? There are several ways of protection from this. One of the ways is it's put in place by the hierarchies of light. And I would say it's a system of checks and balances which God has put in place to protect humanity from killing humanity. I guess that's a good way to look at it. From preventing us from going overboard on us specifically. So one way to help you overcome these negative thoughts again is to meditate, do deep breathing. You also can use the mantras and you will notice that the energy is cleared and those thoughts go away. One of my favorite prayers in when I feel that I'm being tempted into negativity or into something that I personally don't like in myself, then what I will do is I will say the prayer, and it's very simple. If I feel it's the hierarchies of the not light, the dark, or the fallen, then what I say is, may God have mercy for the intents that are being directed at me. May God in his great mercy have pity and protect me from this energy and bring about, during the ascension process, bring about the awakening of these beings and forgive them so that they too can ascend at the end of time. And, you know, it's incredible. But when I say those things, it's amazing how all of that negative thought disappears for a period of time. And I'm left with a calmness and a peace that, you know, that was not there just before. Also, I apply the Kadosh or the Yod Heh Vod Heh, and I send blessings, because the worst thing you can do to negative, you're only empowering it and you're only increasing the negative energy surrounding those thought patterns, is to send out more anger, more hate, more frustration, more criticism in that direction. What, on the other hand, is best is to send out positive, because just one positive thought can annihilate, eliminate, transform 100 negative thoughts. Imagine how powerful that is. One positive thought can eliminate, transform, and totally annihilate 100 positive or negative thoughts. Okay? So you would think, well, how come the world is in such a state? How come we are going through the process where our inner world is projecting itself on our outer world? If we through meditation, if we through positive thought, if we through empowerment and healing, how come we're not changing the world? Very simple. The reason we are not changing the world is because we are being constantly hounded. After all, these things have nothing better to do but to hound you. That is their full-time job, people. Really, it is. And so it's very easy to be sending you little thoughts. You know, respond to your sister, criticize your brother, punch your neighbor, or, you know, take revenge, get even. Don't allow them to talk to you like that. Now, there's nothing wrong with standing up and defending yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. However, the way we go about doing it, it's the real issue right there. So imagine how that can resolve all these issues. Imagine how very gently they come under the radar and they try to put thoughts into your mind and how they try to change that. Now, that's part of our being. That's part of the duality that exists within us. So when on television you see the little white angel and the little red devil on your shoulder, it really is literally like that, except there's not just one little devil, there's a whole bunch of them, okay? And there's not just one little angel, but there's a whole bunch of good angels too. And, you know, the red little devils have so much time to spend bugging you that it's, like I said, it's very easy to get under the radar. So whenever you find yourself turning to negativity, whenever you find yourself taking on thoughts that don't serve, really, negative thoughts do not serve us. Getting even or revenge does not serve us, really. It's very temporary. And in the end, you actually disempower yourself. So what can we do is, again, protect ourselves. The Kadosh the wonderful, powerful thing about it, and also the Yod Heh Vod Heh, is they create a shield of protection surrounding you that nothing can actually penetrate. And that's why, in the case of a lady from New York City, she was coming home from work, and she was coming in, and she closed the door, but right behind her, someone just kicked the door right in. And oftentimes, depending on the type of door and, you know, how bad the kick is, the person got into her apartment and basically requested all the money she had. So she, you know, very willingly provided this person with the money in hopes that they would go away and leave her alone. Now, the guy decided, after getting all the money, he says, "You know what? I really appreciate your giving me everything you have. However, you know, I'm still going to kill you." And so, of course, the woman was very appalled and was very frightened. And the thing that came to her mind was Yod Heh Vod Heh, which is the name of God. And she repeated that. And she's not sure exactly what happened, because the gun was to her temple, was being held literally to her temple. So, I mean, that's very close range. You can't get any closer than that. And as she was saying this, she heard the click of the gun being pulled. And yet, the bullet dropped to the floor. And in view of that, the person holding the gun became so enraged, and at the same time, so in shock, because how could a bullet fall to the floor when you use a gun, that he started screaming and he ran out the door screaming like a madman. Now, it's also possible that part of the reason why they ran out like a madman is because the energy of God just flew down when his name was called upon, and when one of his children was in danger, that, you know, when you take the high energy vibration of God and combat something so evil, the negativity within, the little monsters, little demon that exists telling you to do all this negativity, will go haywire. Because you know what? They can't deal with the positive energy. They don't want to deal with the positive energy. And they maybe can't even handle the positive energy. And these sacred names, divine names of God, are so extremely powerful that this is the kind of protection you can give yourself. And you can use it. For example, I went into a meeting last Sunday, a group of people, and I won't go into details about the meeting type, because I don't want, you know, one of the people at the meeting to be listening and realize that I'm talking about them. That's not really relevant. So anyway, I went into a meeting with a group of people, and the first thing I did before I even entered the room is, as I was going towards the door to go into his house and meet with people, I just started using the Kadoish, Kadoish, Kadoish. And the intent was to clear any negative energy that was in that place. And when you can do that, you'll find that the energy is cleaned and the people in the room are actually much more moderate than they would normally be in the same situation. People who might shout, scream, yell, and even stamp their feet and cry like children, you know, like spoiled children, you'll find that their behavior is much more balanced, because guess what? You've eliminated the negativity, and now they're left with just a calmness and a sense of balance that normally is not common to them, and they cannot react in the same manner that they would normally do. And it was very interesting after the meeting when I, talked with someone, with a member of the group, and we were discussing what goes down in the meetings of this type. And she was mentioning how, you know, I would not believe, if I thought that meeting was chaotic, I would not possibly believe the other meetings, which were much, much worse. So I was like, oh, the clearing I did, of course, it's very powerful. So, you know, also, I just wanted to briefly mention that if you want to bring up any questions, concerns on the topic, you're welcome to go to the BBS station, to the BBS radio network, and obviously click on Station 1. Today is Monday, so go to New Consciousness, New World. If you'd like to ask a question on, you know, the air, or if you can also go to the website researchcia.com, which is my personal spiritual website, or you can go to the BBS radio blog and send questions from there or from that email. I will get them and I will respond as quickly as possible. Granted that we do get requests and questions and things like that. So feel free to, you know, if I take a little longer than you expect, you know, just give me a little time to go ahead and respond. I will do the best possible to get back to you as soon as I can. Now, just touching on today's topic, we talked about energy vibration, and we're going to be having in the next couple of weeks, actually, and I want you to share this with you so that you might, if you, this is of interest to you, you could also join us for these two shows. And that is, our next two shows are going to be on two very interesting topics. As a matter of fact, one of these topics, I have to tell you, I really didn't know very much about. I didn't know what this meant. I had heard the term ex-politics a couple of times, but I was like, what on earth? Since politics is not something that appeals to me personally, I was like, anything that has the word politics is not that much of interest to me. However, I had the opportunity to meet this incredible person who has dedicated a great deal of his time and effort, as well as some other people worldwide who also follow the same line of work, and they are all involved in ex-politics. So, for those of you who are familiar with the term and know what it's about, that's great. I'm going to share a little bit what ex-politics means for those of us that are not so knowledgeable. And this is very interesting because I'm familiar with extraterrestrials and I'm familiar with a lot of information on extraterrestrials. I've also had my own personal experiences with these beings. However, I was not familiar with the word ex-politics. So ex-politics stands for extraterrestrial politics. And what does that mean exactly? Well, extraterrestrial politics basically is the organization of a group of people who are trying to address the cover-up that the governments and different countries and different organizations are trying to do to prevent the public and in humanity as a whole from understanding what that there are extraterrestrials and that these extraterrestrials are in contact with some of our organizations and some of our governments. So basically, to be a little more specific, exopolitics, we're going to be having an incredible person. His name is, well, you got me there now. Let me give you a quick his name is Michael Sala, and he's an international politics scholar who in 2001 became interested in the study of exopolitics and subsequently embarked on a personal effort to disseminate his expolitic beliefs. Now, other better known, or that I at least I've known, politicians are Steve M. Greer. He's probably one of the most well known because of the fact that he started an organization exclusively dedicated to the study of this phenomenon that is expolitics. We will be having him on our show next week, which is the 29th, Monday, the 29th of October. He will be talking with us, and I will have the privilege of interviewing him. I had an incredible opportunity to meet this gentleman here in Washington, D.C., when he and his wife came to the Washington metropolitan area with an event. And interestingly enough, the event was not exopolitics, but even though it's not, it's an incredible opportunity to for us to really get to understand what exopolitics is about, and understand a little bit more what's going on in the world and what is being covered up. So the topic is going to be the cover-up, and it's going to be about the governments. One of the things that I don't know if you're aware of, because you only become aware of it oftentimes when you are looking into or dabbing into, or you go somehow into your everyday life, you get information from international channels. Oftentimes, you may not know enough that other countries have now actually recognized that there are extraterrestrials and there is a certain level of contact between them and the existing government. And the function of these people who are involved in exopolitics is to try to, one, bring out the cover-up, two, disunmask the government and get the government to admit that there is relationships, and then try to determine what kind of how the politics are going to how are we going to apply politics to our interaction with extraterrestrials. So that's one way of looking at it, to try to determine, how we can communicate more effectively and interact from a political arena with these people, with extraterrestrials. And so, like I said, Michael Sala, spelled Salla, he is originally from Australia, lives currently in Hawaii, is a scholar dedicated to that. And I'll be touching a little bit more about that in a minute. So what is exopolitics? A number of key actors compare notes, and they basically describe a little bit of what exopolitics means. And exopolitics is an interdisciplinary science field with its roots in the political sciences that focuses on research, education, and public policy with regards to extraterrestrial life. Okay, so these are the key terms or for the definition of exopolitics. Again, exopolitics is an interdisciplinary science field, just like politics is another science field, just like computer science, medicine, or different science fields. Physics is a different science field. With its roots in the political sciences that focuses on research, education, and public policy. So they try to establish and develop public policy with regards to and in association with extraterrestrial life, as well as a wide range of implications this entails to public advocacy and newly emerging paradigms. Okay? So they want to educate, inform, research, and develop policy for the this field of science that is associated with extraterrestrial life. Okay, so we have a little bit of a better understanding of what this is. Now, one of the things that I think is very interesting is that there are now a number of people already dedicated to this. So this field is growing and growing. And if you want job security, this might be a great field for us to really consider. I'm serious. When you think about, you know, the challenges that we're facing economically and the fact that, you know, we are trying to figure out what to do with our lives. You know, it's very important that we understand a little bit all of that and try to become more educated and more informed with regards to that. So I hope that helps. Another person we're going to be having on our show is also his wife. Her name is Angelica, and I had the opportunity, again, like I said, to meet both Michael and his wife, Angelica. And what I found really empowering and very beautiful about this couple was the fact that, how could I put it? It's hard to put into words when you meet people and something extraordinary happens, something that you've never experienced before. So I'm trying to find the right words to explain what has transpired. But her name is Angelica Whitecliffe, and she also, of course, both Michael and Angelica live in Hawaii. That's their home. And my understanding is Michael is originally from Australia, and I believe Angelica has always was raised and born in Hawaii. And I had the opportunity to meet Angelica at the event for an incredible, powerful healer from Croatia. His name is Brazo, spelled Braco. And having been in this field of spirituality and dedication to spirit, doing workshops, speaking engagements, and doing healing sessions, and having met over the 30-year period of my being involved with this, meeting numerous hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, hundreds of healers, speakers, spiritual masters, and so on, Mamaji, Amaji, and so many others, I have never experienced anything truly as powerful as in the presence of this gentleman from Croatia, originally Yugoslavia, Brazo, which in their language means, in Croatian, it means little brother. That was the name his mentor gave him. That's the name he goes by. So it's hard to put into words. I hope that through the interview with both with Angelica, you will have the opportunity to understand who Brazo is. If you want to get more information, I will be putting up information on my website. I will be sending out a newsletter, and I will also be putting it up in my Facebook page and in my Twitter and in my Google Plus. So if you're interested, just come to the website. It's not up yet, but it should be shortly, hopefully by the end of this week. The information will be there. I will be including the information on Michael Sala and Angelica Whitecliffe. And again, this person is such a powerful healer that you just come into the room where he is. He's going to be coming in. He comes in and works, and he basically all he does is just stands on a stage because he needs to be able to see everybody's eyes. He does what's called the gaze or gazing, and with that, there is a transformation. Now, basically, there's an hour. There are hour sessions. That's how the events are broken up, and a presentation is provided during the hour, and then during that time period of 1 hour for each session. What happens is a presentation is provided, then Brazo comes in, he gets up on stage without a word, he just gazes into everyone in the audience back and forth for about 8 minutes, 7 to 8 minutes or so, or 6 to 7 minutes depending, and then he just silently leaves the room. The energy is so incredibly powerful. There is such a peace of well-being and such a powerful feeling of balance that it's overwhelming, and it's like you're standing in the energy of love. It's like you're standing in the energy of peace. It's like you're standing in the energy of perfect harmony with everything around you. And you know what? All the negative thoughts in your mind or silence, that little procession of negative thoughts, criticisms, or chit-chatter that exists in our minds, all that busyness is silenced, and everything becomes so perfectly still and so perfectly peaceful that you're just in a feeling of awe and love and perfect oneness, and nothing else seems to matter from the perspective of negativity, but you have a feeling of caring, love, consideration, and respect for everything that is around you. And I mean everything, not just people. The feeling, actually, you experience it because, especially if the session has been going on for, usually they're about 2 days, and they have a total of maybe 8 or 10 sessions each day. So if you've come in during the part of the day where the sessions have gone, and they bring everyone in two rows, one on the right, one on the left, and they start filling through the front, just sitting, coming into the room and sitting there, there is such an overwhelming feeling of this energy that you can feel and experience, and it feels just wonderful. And then when you actually go through the process of the gaze, it is just, wow, is the best word I can use. And being a radio host, that's pretty lame. But really, there are no words to describe. Now, I had done a little research, truthfully. I had done a little research before I went to the event. I heard about the event through Pathway Magazine, which is a local magazine. I think they might also have it in some other parts of the country. But I was looking online, Pathway Magazines. I was looking at the events because they were having an open house as well, and I wanted to attend. And somehow, this is the way things happen to me all the time. Things will pop up in my computer, and I kind of know when based on how it happens that these are events that I'm supposed to pay attention to. So it popped up, and I read the description. I read about this gentleman Brazo, and you know, I said, "Wow, this is nice. I think I really would like to go to this event." However, I was a little skeptical about all the mumbo jumbo and oh gosh, you know, he just gazed at you and you're la 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 and you don't know how to explain, you know, what's happening. I said, of course you know how to explain. How can you not know how to explain things? And really, again, it all comes down to energy vibration. So with the gaze, It's basically energy vibration, and he's able to hold the Christ consciousness vibration. That is my understanding. He is able to hold the Christ consciousness vibration. And you know, in his presence, you kind of understand how so many people were drawn to Jesus, to Yeshua, actually, because there is just this energy that enfolds you with so much love and so much care and so much. And you know what? The interesting thing is, when you sit in this energy vibration, you begin to experience this powerful thing that somehow, you know, inside of you, something is changing. Something is like clicking into place. Something is coming into balance. And it's hard to put into words simply because so many things are happening all at once. All your entire energy vibration is being impacted. Your entire energy force field, the torus that surrounds the human body, is sitting in vibration to the harmony of the Christ consciousness. So yes, it is powerful. Yes, it is peaceful. Yes, it erases all negativity, because nothing negative can stand within that Christ consciousness vibration. And yes, it heals. I mean, if you do some of the research before the 5th of November, which will be Monday, the 5th of November, when we have the interview with Angelica, then you will know a little bit more about Brazo and how he works. And the powerful thing about standing in this energy vibration, it transforms and heals you. And you will see some of the testimonials online, very powerful testimonials of people who have been healed from cancer, who have been, you know, that they were basically considered not to be living very long, and just by attending the events that he's held throughout the United States, these people were able to completely heal. As a matter of fact, there was one lady who wasn't expected to live much longer. As a matter of fact, her doctors recommended her not flying to an LA event that was in 2010. And they said that if she would not make it back, she would come back in a casket. Not a very nice thing to say, but that's our scientists for you. And she decided to go anyway. Well, after the event, 80% of her cancer, because she had a melon-sized cancer, and it had reduced 80%. And then within about a week or two, they couldn't find the cancer. And she was bound to a wheelchair, and she was walking perfectly, no problem. As a matter of fact, she forgot her wheelchair altogether, and she was able to, you know, stand and participate in the event. So there are so many testimonials online about this incredible person, this silent healer, who doesn't call himself a healer. But to take it even further, because he is like an antenna who helps you to hone in to the perfect energy vibration, to the God and the Christ consciousness, then as you're sitting there in that energy vibration, you are also tuning. It's like he's a fine fork that is tuning you. And people are having financial problems resolved. People who are applying for bankruptcy don't have to. People who are basically, you know, ready to go to foreclosure, don't have to go. So many things, people who are looking for jobs, people who are looking to heal relationships, they're transformed. People who are suffering from addictions are also cured from those addictions. And, you know, and just taking a person's picture to the event is enough to transform and somehow touch those people. So I went with a group of photos of different family members and close friends and relatives that I felt needed help. And, you know, gradually you will notice changes in these people. So it's a very powerful event. We'd love to have you with us. We're almost running out of time. So Let me just briefly mention that on the 29th, next Monday, we're going to be talking about exopolitics, the cover-up. And we will probably be doing another show later on with more detailed information on the topic. This is going to be just a big introductory. On the 5th of November, we're going to be having Angelica Whitecliff, who wrote the book 21 Days with Brazo, and this book is available. And she will be talking because Brazo does not do any public speaking. So those are the events that are coming up. I'm very excited. I will be sending out emails. So if you would like to get in our newsletter mailing list, or if you would like to for us to send you information on upcoming events and topics, please just click our email link on the BBS network or go to the website Research CIA where you can subscribe to our newsletter and become a member of our mailing list for more additional information. So with those two things in mind, again, please invite friends and relatives or coworkers who you know share the same values, the same thoughts. We're always welcoming more and more people, and we are w willing to share the wealth of information acquired through many years of knowledge and experience and learning with you so that we all can become more knowledgeable and more experienced, and we can help each other. So this is Esperantha Ray, your show host with New Consciousness, New World, and hope to see you again next week. Keep out a look for our Facebook page and our Google Plus, and we'll keep you up to date. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. May God bless you all.